ایمان را در خودتون تقویت بکنید، ایمانی که هم در اینجا شما را شرافتمند می کند و هم در پیشگاه حق آبرو دارید و با آبرومندی وارد می شید به تخت اعلی.
In the path of the Imam.
Dear listeners, welcome to this week's episode of the series In the Path of the Imam. Today we discuss the conditions which should be fulfilled for promotion of virtues and prevention of vice, in the view of the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, the late Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul. Stay with us. Last week, we elaborated upon the importance of two principles of promotion of virtues and prevention of vice, in accordance with religious and political insight of the father of the Islamic Revolution, the late Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul. We pointed out that the late Imam, upon reference to ayahs of the Holy Quran and Islamic narrations cited from the Prophet of Islam's household, peace be upon them, considered the implementation of these two principles as the guarantor of personal and social prosperity, and their abandonment as the cause of corruption. In today's episode, we discuss the conditions which should be fulfilled for promotion of virtues and for prevention of vice. The late Imam named awareness of the individual who wants to carry out these two important principles, the possibility of influencing the sinner, assurance about the insistence of the sinner in commitment of sins, and absence of any physical or financial detriment, impact on individual who wants to carry out these two important principles, or any of his associates or relatives, as the conditions which should be fulfilled for implementation of these two significant principles. In accordance with the first set condition, the individual is not obligated to promote virtues and to prevent vice unless he is aware of the virtues and vice. Given the sensitivity of this topic of importance and the fact that lack of awareness of the individual who wants to carry out these two important principles may not bring about positive outcomes, the late Imam underlined that learning of the conditions which should be fulfilled for promotion of virtues and prevention of vice is essential for those who want to implement these two important principles. The late Imam went on to add that the promoter of virtues and preventer of vice should believe that the sinner would be possibly influenced by the advice that the latter is presented with. The third condition, which in the view of the late Imam should be fulfilled for carrying out these two important principles, is insistence of the sinner in commitment of sins. Furthermore, the last condition which late Imam mentions for implementation of these two important principles is that if the related promoter of virtues knows or believes that carrying out this task would have physical or financial repercussions for him or his associates or relatives, he is not obligated to carry out these two important principles. Meanwhile, the late Imam pointed out that in sensitive cases, and with regards to topics of importance which are related to the general public, such as promotion of virtues and prevention of vice, it is a must, even if the related promoter of virtues guesses that this task may not influence the sinner, or it may inflict damage on the related promoter of virtues. The late Imam specially put emphasis on fulfillment of this task by religious scholars or ulama, and by religious leaders. The late Imam underscored that if the silence of ulama or religious scholars and religious leaders would reinforce and approve injustice, their silence is religiously forbidden, and they are duty-bound to state the facts, even if it would not be effective in wiping out injustice. Well, dear listeners, thanks for tuning in today. We will continue this discussion next week. Until then, God bless and take care.